back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A big boost to the use of electric cars in Michigan announced today by DTE Energy as they begin to build recharging stations in southeast Michigan. To discuss the new initiative, I'm joined by Scott Simon, spokesman for DTE Energy. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thanks, Michael.
You know, it seems that recharging stations in Michigan have been a long time coming. What led DTE to install the stations at this time?
Well, we want to support the automakers who are manufacturing electric vehicles, and you know, it's kind of like a chicken with chicken and egg type situation. If you have electric vehicles, where are you going to recharge them? And if you don't have electric vehicles, then there's no sense in having charging stations. So it's we want to support the automakers. We want to, you know, be a part of a friendlier environment. And so that's why we announced today the program to install 16 public charging stations throughout southeastern Michigan.
Is there any sense of how many plug-in electric vehicles we currently have in the state?
I think it's looking at GM's sales figures for the Volt. I think, well, in southeastern Michigan, participating in our program, probably be about 100. And they just started selling late last year, so it's still in its infancy. And, we were the first electric utility in the state to have a residential electric charging rate. So,
I see. Now, you said 100 is the estimate for southeast Michigan?
Yeah, 100 either. Chevy Volts or Nissan Leafs are in our service area that are participating in our program.
As he said, a very limited number. How much will it cost then to install these stations, and how is this project being funded?
Well, we're working with General Motors through a U.S. Department of Energy grant. It's about $30 million nationwide. There's four other utilities across the country that are working with GM. And basically, this is a grant to accelerate the transition of electric vehicles in the U.S. by deploying vehicles and installing charging infrastructure. So right now, we're working with a $400,000 DOE grant. We've matched that with another $400,000. And, you know, what we'd like to do is get information about, you know, where people are charging, how much it costs for a charge, and, you know, seeing what kind of penetration electric vehicles have in the state.
You know, I don't drive an electric vehicle. How long does it take to charge one typically?
With the 240-volt charger, it's about 4 hours, and about twice that using a regular 110 cord.
So how would these stations work? People would essentially have to park there for several hours, it sounds like, to get a good charge.
Yeah, and that's why we're putting them in places where people will be there for a while so that they can get a decent charge. All the recharging stations that we're installing are 240 volts, so they should be able to get a pretty quick and full charge during the time that they're either at the airport or at a shopping center or parked in a downtown area.
And I'm guessing then with just 100 vehicles in the southeastern part of the state, these stations are going to be very lightly utilized, at least initially, then.
Yeah, at first. And that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, we hope that will spur electric vehicle sales when people see that there is an infrastructure out there that they can, well, with the Volt, you're not going to get stuck with, you know, without a, you know, it has the gasoline backup, but if people see that there is an infrastructure out there, it may, you know, encourage them to purchase an electric vehicle as well.
And will there be a charge then for those who charge their vehicles at the stations?
Some communities may decide to do that, but the ones at the airport, and I think all but one of the 16 that we're installing, will be free of charge. Those communities and the airport will be picking up the electricity charge for the chargers.
I see. And I know earlier this year, DTE launched a separate program to provide Southeast Michigan's first 2,500 electric vehicle owners with the free home charging stations and offering a special rate package. How has that program been unfolding?
Yeah, we're about to approach our, and that's where I get the 100 vehicle owner figures. We have about almost 100 customers participating in that program. And like I said, we were the first to offer a separate rate for electric vehicles. And essentially that that electric rate provides for two options. And one is, you know, provides for a lower rate for charging during off-peak hours, basically between 11 p.m. and 9 a.m. Monday through Friday and any time during the weekend. And then there's a flat $40 per vehicle fee that you can recharge anytime you want. That's a rather limited rate. It's only for 250 customers. Okay. But for our customers who purchase an electric vehicle, we'll essentially provide, you know, the entire cost for the purchase, installation of a residential charging unit.
I see. So I'm not familiar with the vehicles, but you actually need a unit to charge off. You can't plug into the household electric system?
You can, and that, but it takes, you know, twice as long as a charging station.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. So it basically pushes more power into the vehicle than otherwise would be.
Right.
I see. You know, DTE was criticized for lengthy outages that left many residents in Detroit without power during last week's heat wave. How much additional stress are charging stations likely to put on the grid?
Yeah, actually, last week we only had about 30,000 customers that lost electricity, which was about 1% of our customer base. We have 2.1 million electric customers in southeastern Michigan, that was a situation where, you know, our equipment was running full bore for days on end during 90 degree plus temperatures. So we had, you know, overall the grid was working very well. But we did have some isolated problems where some equipment overheated and substations, had some problems. Mm-hmm. But as far as electric vehicles putting a strain on the grid, that's one of the reasons why we were encouraging customers to recharge their vehicles during off-peak hours, essentially 11 p.m. to 9 a.m., so it wouldn't have any impact on the grid.
But what you're saying actually is that charging vehicles is a very energy intensive process, and it is likely to increase the use of electricity quite a lot then.
Sure. Yeah, once there's a big penetration of electric vehicles in society, there will be, and especially what we're looking at, and that's one of the reasons why we're offering this program, is to gather data as far as, you know, where these clusters. Because, you know, let's face it, electric vehicles are a lot more expensive than other vehicles. And so what we want to do is determine where these clusters of buyers are going to be and then determine whether we'll need to beef up the electric system to serve those customers.
I see. Yeah, we have about a couple of seconds left. It sounds like, though, the electric grid, the way it's structured now, probably couldn't handle a real intensive use of electric vehicles at this point in time.
Well, again, it's in its infancy, and we're gathering data to determine, you know, exactly what needs to be done. But if everybody charged during peak demand hours,
we'd have a bit of a problem, it sounds like. Scott Simon, spokesman for DTE Energy. Thank you for joining me, Scott.
Okay, Michael. Take care.
We'll be right